us, but as the church in whole have been hearing the same word. It is our responsibility to look for that one. We've been hearing it for years. You remember in Sunday school? You remember in children's church? Wherever you come from, you've heard the story before. I want us, by God's grace this year, to make this a reality. A reality. And sorry, I'm not sure why. We're gonna trust God to make this a reality. Now, I've got three things to say to you this morning. Three P's. And it's not three little P's, the green P's. No, it's three P's. One of the P's is, what is your purpose? It's the beginning of a new year. Have you discovered what your purpose is? How old are you now? Uncle Jeff, can I ask you? Mary has told us how old she is. Can I ask you, how old are you? Turning 78 by God's grace. My neighbor, Uncle Alex, was listening to my sermon right now because he's laying right here. He says to me the other day, I'm 89 in a few weeks. I said, praise God. Now, no matter how old you are, have you discovered your purpose? People say, but Pastor, I'm 89 years old, I'm 79, I'm whatever age. I don't care. God didn't care. Over the last couple of weeks, we had Christmas and New Year. What did you hear preach? Let us go back and just see. Remember, Mary was the angel came to Mary to tell her that she was pregnant. What is the first words the angel said to Mary? Fear not. Then he went to Joseph. What did he say to Joseph? Fear not. Then he went to the shepherds. What did he say to them? Fear not. Our purpose is, friends, to know what God wants from us. But you know the biggest problem that we have, besides the Australian, did you know that Australia has one problem, Pastor?
One
specific problem. I know there's a few problems, but one specific one. Did you know that one? The one is overthinking. Overthinking. Oh, you too. Oh, my word. Welcome to the club. So overthinking is the one problem. Let's not overthink it. Let's just take that leap of faith and discover what your purpose is. Our purpose, the other fear that we have is, the other problem that we have is fear. Fear of stepping out, of discovery, fear of just going out of this door. I saw some faces this morning when they came in the first time and they saw what was happening. And I looked at the faces and I wanted to laugh, but I thought, no, don't laugh in public. Go and laugh in the bathroom, you know. I don't laugh like that. That's my naughty laugh. But I saw the faces and I thought, wow, that's fear. That is what fear looks like. Because people came in and they didn't know, should they go and find out what's happening or should we just walk past very softly? It reminded me of a story in the Bible when somebody was laying, I can't remember all the stories, many stories. Somebody was laying there and the Bible teaches the priest came past first and walked past and let the person be. Anybody knows where that story? Oh, yes, that story is in the Bible. Friends, fear is one of our things that prevents us from discovering our purpose. Fear prevents you. Fear paralyzes you from being who God ordained you to be. Hallelujah. Are we going to allow God to have us be that people? I'm done with that one. The second thing I want to say here this morning is position. Whew. If there's a time in the world people are crazy about position, it's right now. Isn't that so? If you ask somebody, so what do you do? Oh, I'm the manager of whatever, whatever. Just help me. What did Lexi say yesterday? She's my manager of what? I've got a social media manager now. Because I am, what is that? I am on what is the new thing? I'm on Instagram now. And I've got a social media manager. Everybody wants a position. Isn't that so? Brother Pete, You are a home executive. Isn't that a... You are a home executive. Come on, let's put it there. Everybody wants to be known to be something. Child of God, what is your position today? Remember Matthew 28 says. What does Matthew 28 say? Come on, help me here, somebody. Go into all the world. Who needs to go into all the world? Disciples. That is your position. That is your title. You are born again. Child of God, a disciple, a blood-washed child of God. If somebody asks you, are you a Christian? You say no. Please, please, what are you going to say? No. Because I'm not just a Christian, I'm a blood-washed, born-again child of God. Make it sound good. People put titles there. Because that is who you are. But then you leave it there. And you know what you do? You start living it. Because when we lead in a position, you need to lead, right? Because you've got a position. Somebody said to me this morning, because you see, I dress nice, huh? So somebody said to me, oh, you dress nice. I said, yeah, this is how I dress every day. And they said, so, and this work here? I said, no. As the CEO of a company, I don't have to do the work. I can make it happen. Isn't that right? Come on, we're all CEOs here. I didn't have to make it work. I didn't have to go out there and, although I did, because it's good to get your hands dirty. As your position today is a child of God. Your position today is a worker. Your position today is a disciple. And what does disciples do? Come on, help me, somebody. What does disciples do? They disciple, right? What does that mean? To make more disciples? No, the leader is there. To make more disciples. That is what Jesus came to do. He came to make more disciples. So your position is to make more disciples. To go out there and encourage somebody to walk with you. No, no, not to walk with you. You come alongside them and you walk with them. That is what God called us to do. To come alongside and walk with our brothers and our sisters. One of the questions, and Mr. Rowe isn't here this morning, but one of the questions the ladies asked me there yesterday was, why are you doing this for us? You don't ever ask a pastor that. It's like giving him a mic, man. I said, Mom, let me explain to you. I was looking for an opportunity to take a break from unloading the truck. I said, sit here. Let's sit here. Let me explain to you what the gospel says. It's because of love that we do what we do. And I was done. It's because of love that we do what we do. She says, wow. So what you're saying to me is that God's love touched you in Brighton. I said, it's always been there. It just needed to be shaken. Hallelujah. Now, remember, God gave us position. He's also given us power. Come on now. I was expecting the child of God to say, hallelujah. Now you get into it. He's given us a position, but he's also given us power. Now, you've heard from this pulpit over the last many months what has been preached from this pulpit here about the power of what? The power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus says in his word, I go so that you can do what? Great and marvelous things, bigger than I have done. Now I just want to see you this morning, child of God, where's our faith? Where's our faith? I remember 7, 8 years ago, this church produced faith, and I don't think, James, no. So I'm not preaching to you, okay, I'm speaking to James now. I'm not speaking to anybody here. To James and our guest that doesn't know the story. 8 years ago, my brother, I was at this time, it's about just before midnight in South Africa. I was laying in bed and I got a call from a church on the 15th of December saying to me, are you Sean? I said, yes. What do you want? I asked. We do that. Very rude. What do you want? Because it's midnight. I was expecting a call, oh, your brother is in hospital or your mother's died or something like that, you know. Are you still interested in this position? I said, yes. Now I'm starting very slowly, you know. The reason why I'm expressing this is because this is the faith that this church showed 8 years ago. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Uncle Jack, do you remember that? His age, don't worry about that. It's a matter of, this is the faith that these guys showed before they called me. They said, Lord, you will lead us. And they came to the heart of Africa and they found him. And this is the faith that we're going to be showing God this year. To step out. Now I need to say it to you. With the power comes responsibility. With every power comes responsibility, right? Now one of the responsibilities of that power is not to be afraid. Because one of the things that comes with that position, the power, is that people will come and speak against you just because you say it must be like this. People will come in here and say to you, did you really hear God say that to you? Your family will come and say, she's going mad. Your friends will say, stop. This can't be right. Remember, they're not living the power. They do not have the position. Because when God calls you, he calls you and you only. Nobody can fulfill what God has destined for you, my brother. Can I come and walk into your office there and do public things? What is it that you guys do like pastors? We don't do much. But you understand what I'm saying? You were designed to do what you're doing now. Tony, you were designed to do what you're doing now, my brother. That's part of your purpose. You were designed to do that. So no matter what has been said or what has been done to you, you know that you have been called. You need to fulfill your purpose with power. You need to fulfill that purpose with power. But we can't do it alone. If you look right to your left or to your right or in front or behind you, you'll see that there's somebody there. And these are the people that God wants us to take with us on this journey. Because each of us has got a call. Yesterday a man came to the door here and he said to me, Pastor, I just want to say to you, what you do, I can't do. He's a businessman. But I can make sure that you do it well. And I just said, thank you. Thank you, sir. He came and he brought the generator. He brought the generator so that makes sure that I can make sure that somebody else. Two ladies. Were you here, Sister Glenda, when that lady pulled up with the van, Ross? That lady with the van pulled up and the whole van was loaded into the truck with chemicals. Cleaning products and whatever. That is people that knows the power of prayer. I want to say to you, do you know the power of prayer? Because all the power that God has given you is prayer. You're sitting here this morning and you're wondering, Pastor, everything you say is always so nice, but I'm just here to support you. My wife is here to support me. I'm married to her. You must just come and be there. God has called you with a purpose, with a position, and with power. So let us not fear as we go into the next step, as we go into this year, let us not fear. Because I know that this is the year of new beginnings. This is the year that God is going to change the face of this place. Do you believe it?
Yes.
Thank you, Sister Mary. Do you believe it? Now, that other four, I know, it will come. As I need to say it a lot of times, and then people will say, yes, just to keep me quiet. I know that. But I need to ask you, you can't say yes to that if you do not know what your purpose is. If you do not know what your position is. And if you do not know what power you have in you. The Lord says that I'm going so that you can have that power to do more that you can lay your hands on the sick and they will be healed. That kids will be there and they will be near death, and you will come and you will just pray for them. And who wants to do those things? Come on. Who wants to do these things? Only the three of us. Okay. I understand. So that brings me back to my first point. I need to go over this again. Fear is not from God. That's what the Bible says. Fear is not from God. You're sitting here in those benches this morning, child of God, and you say, now I know he's gone mad. My wife knows that for many years, and so do I. You know, mad people know that they're not okay. I know that they know that they're not okay. Friends, if you are a child of God and you're not crazy about it, then there's something wrong with you. There's something wrong with that love of that you say you have for God. And yes, James, that was so, that reckless love that we spoke about, that we sang about this morning, is it just lip service? Or is it the call from the heart? May the Lord bless us as we consider these words for this morning. Amen. Now, friends, this morning, I want us just to stand together, and not now, as we take up, as we take our communion together, I want us to stand. But we're not just going to have communion like we normally have. I want us to